Due to the Great Recession, Georgia lawmakers a few years ago ended the sales tax holiday for school supplies. Now, with budget projections a bit rosier for the first time in years, the tax holiday is set to be reinstated. But Alan Essig of the left-leaning Georgia Budget and Policy Institute says it will ultimately hurt consumers by taking away much-needed state revenue.
All we're doing is changing the weekend that they buy it from, but we're not changing the amount that is being bought. So the state will lose the sales tax revenues, which will impact funding for education, for health care, for economic development.
Kelly McCutcheon of the Georgia Public Policy Foundation, a conservative think tank, agrees. In terms of the tax holiday on energy-efficient appliances, he says consumers should be making purchases based on market incentives, like, say, a high electric bill.
Philosophically, all of these tax breaks distort economic behavior, and you really shouldn't use the tax code to choose winners and losers.
If signed into law by the governor, the tax holiday for school supplies would be in August. The holiday for energy-efficient appliances would be in October. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.